wasn't at all. I was blessed. I didn't have to worry about that. My father and my coach kind of took that away. So for me, I was just the next game in Butler, and I could focus on school and of course, the run. So I think that's kind of what helped us out, too, is we were all on the team just focused on our task at hand. And so I didn't really think about the NBA until after the season.
Do you have a piece of the Nets from Energy Solutions at home somewhere or wherever?
Yeah, I do. I think it's on my desk drawer at my house right now. So.
Are most teams working you out as a 3-2-3? Is that what your natural fit is, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've always grown up playing on the wing, and so being on the perimeter is what I'm most comfortable doing.
This is a back-to-back workout for you, right? You did Golden State yesterday.
Right.
How did it go for you? And was there out here today, and was it aimed? That tough to fight?
I think the only tough part is kind of the travel. I mean, you work out and then you're going straight to the airport and getting on another plane and then straight to another hotel. So that was the only difficult thing for me. I mean, once you get out here, it's only an hour and a half. So you just got to go as hard as you can, and then you can hopefully rest up later.
What do you think about the possibility of being a top 10 draft pick now? I mean, is that something that's sunk in yet?
You know what, like I was telling him earlier, it hasn't really sunk in at all. And for me, I don't really worry about that. I'm kind of worried about where I'm going as to what number. So for me, I just, like I said, I go to these workouts and just play as hard as I can. Hopefully I can impress and let it go from there.
Was it tough to leave a situation where you're on a team that's basically a Cinderella team and all that stuff to go to the NBA where you could end up on a team where it's, you know, a losing situation and it's empty gym some nights and just all the realities of playing in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough just because Butler's such a great place. They got great people there, and they do things the right way. And so you're leaving your not only your teammates and your coaches, but some of your best friends. And then growing up there, I mean, I'm home pretty much. So that's the only tough thing for me. I mean, but when you go to play basketball for a job and compete against the best day in and day out, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
What do you think about the fit with the Jazz potentially for you?
You know what? Like I said, I haven't really thought much about that. For me, I think it's kind of hard to determine where you would fit in until you're actually there.
You'll probably know.